Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2024. Article Number 7. Photochemical Oxidation and Land Farming as Remediation Techniques for Oil-Contaminated Soil. Author, M. Mombwe Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, School of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, Copperbelt University, Kitwe, Zambia. Author, K.K. Kalabela Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, School of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, Copperbelt University, Kitwe, Zambia. Author, T. Johnson Affiliation, Department of Biological Sciences, School of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, Copperbelt University, Kitwe, Zambia. Corresponding Author, K.K. Kalabela. Abstract, Background and Objectives. With technological advances, mining industries use more crude oil and its products. Finding fast, effective, and eco-friendly repair techniques for oil-contaminated soil is crucial. Clay, titanium dioxide manganese was used to investigate how oil breaks down in soil under sunlight. Various soil remediation techniques have been used to discard oil pollutants in soil. A polluted site must be cleaned effectively with a suitable method. Natural attenuation takes too long to produce positive results, whereas land farming can produce toxic intermediates due to the organism's inability to degrade other oil components. Photochemical oxidation is a promising eco-friendly technique that can be employed as an alternative remediation method. The speed at which natural attenuation, photochemical oxidation, and land farming could remove oil from contaminated soils was examined. Photochemical oxidation's superiority as a remediation technique over land farming is hypothesized. Methods: using clay modified with titanium dioxide and manganese, the effectiveness of land farming and photochemical oxidation on oil-contaminated soil was investigated, together with the process's kinetics. To establish the process's effectiveness and kinetics, the oil residue was calculated at 7-day intervals for 35 days. Findings: initial oil concentration was 56.6 mg per kilogram, and degradation rates ranged from 23.91 to 80.47%. Highest oil reduction was 10.86 mg per kilogram. Combined remediation produced high degradation rate constants, K, and low degradation half-lives, T1/2. Photochemical oxidation rate constants ranged from 0.015 to 0.03984 day, and half-lives ranged from 17.395 to 44.971 days, whereas land farming had a rate constant of 0.008 and half-life of 83.094. Natural attenuation had the lowest K and longest half-life of 94.8 days. Significant differences in means were observed among treatments at P less than or equal to 0.05, suggesting that treatment caused oil decrease in microcosms for biocarb plus grafted clays. Grafted clays plus biocarb show potential for combined remediation of oil-contaminated soil. Conclusion: one primary indicator used to assess treatment's efficacy is oil reduction, calculated using difference in oil content in soil before and after remediation. This shows that oil can be quickly removed from oil-contaminated soil by using biocarb plus grafted South Luangwa with 80% oil reduction. Results suggest that photochemical oxidation may be used to effectively degrade oil and shorten remediation time. Photochemical oxidation is environmentally friendly and degrades oil faster than land farming. Zambia's Mopani copper mines can consider adopting photochemical oxidation as a remediation technique in treating oil-contaminated soil. Keywords: degradation, first-order kinetics, half-life, land farming, modified clays, photochemical oxidation. You can read full article at gjesm.net.